أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وسيجنبها الأتقى الذي يؤتي ماله يتزكى وما لأحد عنده من نعمة تجزى إلا ابتغاء وجه ربه الأعلى ولسوف يرضى. At this juncture, towards the end of the surah, we were discussing about the four khalifas and their mizaj, their nature. The first two khalifas, who were the sons-in-law, who were the fathers-in-law of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Abu Bakr and Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, they had set the mizaj and the nature and the temperament of deen. While Hazrat Usman and Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhuma were both the sons-in-law of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they set the limits of deen and they set that the borders up to where we can go. They set those limits for the ummah. And if we work within this parameters, then we will find that the ummah will be able to carry on under all environments and circumstances. The example we gave, that Hazrat Abu Bakr, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, when they came on the mimbar, they went one step lower to show that where are we and where was our predecessor, our previous person. Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhum and Hazrat Ali, they went right back to the first step, and there was great, great benefit for the ummah in this. Otherwise, every imam today should have to go one step further down in the ground, and what should be the condition. So similarly, as far as other matters are concerned also, we see that the whole matter of deen, Allah Ta'ala kept it within these two things. Where Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was such a wealthy person when he became the Khalifa, and he spent all his, when he became a Muslim, and he spent all his money for the Muslims and for the cause of Islam. And Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu himself had announced and said that Abu Bakr has set such an example for us that for us to follow that example is difficult. What a great standard he has set. And then of course Hazrat Usman, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, they set those standards by which everyone can manage also. So there is a great difference between the two. We find that Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu did not give any position to any of his family member whatsoever in the Islamic government. Whereas Hazrat Abu Bakr, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma are both family members of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And they became the Khalifas. One Hazrat Abu Bakr became, and then Hazrat Usman. Hazrat Umar, Hazrat Usman and Hazrat Ali are also family members. They are the sons-in-law, and they became the Khalifas then. So we find that this was a matter that had continued. So we find that Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala in his time, when he became the Amir, he was a poor person when he became the Amirul Mu'mineen, the Khalifa of the Muslims. And afterwards Allah Ta'ala had blessed him with great riches. He had also put Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas, his cousin, he made him the governor of Basra. Ubaidullah ibn Abbas, he made him the governor of Yemen. And Hazrat Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu's two sons, Qatam and Ma'bad, he made them the governors of Makkah Sharif and Medina Sharif. His nephew, that was son of Hani, Ja'ad ibn Khubayra, he made him the governor of Khurasan. And his wife's son, he made him the governor of Egypt. And in this way, his own son also, Hazrat Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu, though he did not appoint him as the Khalifa after him, but he expressed his happiness to become the Khalifa, that after him he becomes the Khalifa. On the other side we find Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, all the people insisted that he must make his son Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu the Khalifa. He blankly refused, and he appointed a 6-person panel to make mashura that who will be the next Khalifa. And then in that also he said, my son Abdullah ibn Umar can sit for that mashura, for he can give his opinion, he can't make a decision, Christian and he can't become the Khalifa also. So a great difference between the two mizaj. But all that is for our own good, and so that the Ummah could carry on all the time. And also we find that both these systems have existed in Islam. For example, in the progeny of Ibrahim alayhi salam, in his family, Allah put all the great Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam. On the one side, from Ishaq alayhi salam, all the Anbiya of the Bani Israel came. From Ismail alayhi salam, our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came. And then in there again, Yaqub alayhi salam's family, particularly Allah again had chosen. And then again we read in the Quran where Allah speaks highly of Ali Imran. These people also, the whole family, Allah tabaraka ta'ala had chosen. We find that Musa alayhi salatu wasalam actually asked Allah ta'ala to make my brother Harun also a Nabi and send him with me also. So we find, and Allah accepted it, and Allah made his brother Harun alayhi salam also a Nabi. And this has carried on in the Ummah. Then we find of recent times Darul Uloom Deoband. For generations it was run by the family of Hazrat Maulana Qasim Nanotwi Rahmatullah Alayh. And similarly, even till today, there we find, for example, our Shaykh Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, his son Maulana Mazhar, and then again his son. Similarly, Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, he is Darul Uloom in Kurangi. He ran it, and after that his son, Mufti Taqi and Mufti Rafiq. So we find that this has carried on in the Ummah. And both, there is a place for both also. That you have somebody from outside also, that also there is place. Like Hazrat Abu Bakr, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And where family people are concerned, that also has been all along in the Ummah. In fact, right from the beginning, Allah has kept this system. So we should see both these things in the light of Sharia and Quran. We should not see it from our own individual eyes, and neither should we see it from a Western point of view. But we should see it from an Islamic point of view, and the history of Islam is there to guide us in all these matters. May Allah guide us to righteousness and let all the matters of deen carry on correctly. Wa akhiru da'wana.